This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to create motivation that will take you all the way to naturally slim and healthy as a way of life. It's probably not what you think. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice. This journey isn't about diet and exercise. It has some serious positive side effects. It's about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you'd rather be. And right now, that very well may be a more relaxed and at ease place. So go ahead and turn your gaze inward. Soften your focus. And as it is safe to do so, relax deeply into you. And by safe, I mean that you're not in a situation that requires your alert attention. Because if you're in one of those situations, the old operating heavy machinery thing, like corn threshers, but don't machines operate those machines these days? I don't know. In any event, take care out there and only slide down inside when you can glide into a deeper level of you. Why? Just because it feels so darn delicious to relax at every level. Relax your conscious mind by just letting those thoughts come and go. No attempt to control, just watching them drift on by, drift in and out, in and out. Kind of like you're watching a movie. Now, if you were watching a movie, you could slow down those images, or you could speed them up. Either way, it's interesting to notice. Say you're in a situation where you feel like, oh, I just can't relax now deeply because I've got all these images flashing across my mind screen and I can't possibly slow them down. They've got an energy of their own. Well, in that case, you could just speed them up. Let them go so fast as you move the screen further and further away. Faster and faster and faster until it becomes one fuzzy little blur, way out into the distance, and your own awareness and relaxation inside expands and becomes more and more comfortable with each moment that passes, with each infinitesimally fast flicker on that screen. That is what I'm talking about. Why on earth would we want to relax now deep down inside of ourselves in that expansive space of our own experience when we got work to do, we got weight to lose? Because weight loss is not what you think it is. Unless, of course, you've been listening for a while, then it probably is exactly what you think it is. Though you may not have as much weight to lose as you used to, because you have discovered for yourself the simple truth. That the more that you relax now inside and around food and heck around you in general, because let's face it, wherever you go, there you are, the easier it gets. So let's get into some detail about that. Because as I put myself in the shoes of someone new to all this, I'm thinking, what the heck? Sounds too good to be true. But that's what they all say. Truth be told, there is a bit of work for you to do, but it isn't the kind that you've been thinking of. It's more of the introspective variety, the releasing what's been weighing you down kind. It'd be nice if I could just clap my hands, and in hearing that clap, you would just let go now of all that baggage, whatever it might be for you. It'd be just like this, and off it would go. But alas, how much fun would that be? Come on, we wouldn't be able to build this bonding relationship we've been building. Okay, enough of this yatter. Last episode, we were talking about how you're away from motivation. This is the kind of motivation that gets you to listen to this podcast at the beginning of the new year because you overdid it a wee bit in the end of the last year. It's 2012, baby, and you are alive and ready to thrive. Because you overdid it, you've been unhappy for a while, you've been thinking, what do I most want to achieve in 2012? Finally, to shed that extra weight, to fit into my nice clothes, my skinny jeans. And you're away from motivation is what you are running fast and far away from. Now, what we were saying is that the thing about away from motivation is there's nothing better to get you started. It really works. Gets your resolve, your willpower, and your determination charged up, turbocharged, like a sprinter out of the gate. But what happens to sprinters out of the gate? 50 yards or 50 meters or whatever it is, they run out of steam. So how are you going to go the distance? Because you may be super motivated to lose those first 5 pounds and fit back into your clothes, but what's going to take you through the rest of the weight that you want to lose? The lifestyle changes you want to make. It is not you're away from motivation. And the reason that it's not, and we'll talk more about this later, is that you're getting something out of your overeating. Now, the other kind of motivation is called, guess what? There's away from and there's towards motivation. What pulls you towards it? What excites you? What's your dream? Is it looking cute in your swimsuit? Is it playing with your kids this summer on the beach and feeling really good about yourself? Shopping for clothes in your favorite stores and having everything fit straight off the rack? Catching the attention of the opposite sex on the street? Or the same sex, depending on your flavor. How about walking your walk and talking your talk? There are quite a few people who go into fitness industries and professions because they have their own struggle and they want, by being in the profession, to somehow help themselves as they help others. I speak from experience here, having my first job out of college been working in a gym as a trainer before there were personal trainers. I thought, and it was pretty good reasoning, you got to admit, if I'm in a gym all day long, I got to use the equipment from time to time, wouldn't you think? I did. I worked out and I ate. That was the problem, a lot. And then I didn't eat anything except for protein shakes and things like that. And then I collapsed. Oh, yes, the fun of the extreme diet. Anyway, I worked with quite a few people, trainers and people in the fitness industry. And one of the things that they really want is to feel authentic. They want to walk their walk. Chiropractors, nutritionists, you guys are so welcome here. So the big question is, what are you moving towards? Do you even know? When I ask someone, what is it that you want? Heck, when I ask myself, what do I want? The first answer typically is all about what we don't want. I don't know why it is. Our brains go there. Conditioning, survival, the news, who the heck knows, who the heck cares, whatever. What do you want instead? Because we are very familiar with the yuck factor. We're very familiar with the pain. We can describe it in great detail. And all the reasons why we don't like it. That's your away from motivation, as a matter of fact. which gets you going, but peters out way too soon. And it's kind of nice that it does, because who wants to be focused on all that negativity all the time? It's no fun. What is fun is dreaming your dream, getting juiced about the possibilities, seeing your sparkling self at her perfectly imperfect best. Now we'll go into more detail after this short break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss at Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Would you like a little help to speed up your transformation to slim and healthy? How about a 6-week class designed around my new book, Fulfilled? It's like having me and a supportive community to be your buddies each week, all at a very affordable price. Learn more and sign up at InsideOutWeightLoss.com. That's InsideOutWeightLoss.com. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about dreaming your dream. So, do you know what your dream is? Maybe you have a number in mind, a body fat percentage if you're really sophisticated, BMI, clothing size. So that's all good, but let me ask you this, because this is the test of a good towards motivation, in other words, a good dream. When you think about being that way, how do you feel? Do you go, ooh la la, 25% body fat? Oh, that would be amazing. I mean, for me, I was obsessed with the number. For me, it was the number on the scale. But I did body fat percentage thing, which, by the way, is way better than the whole BMI thing, if you're going to get picky about numbers, which I discourage. I've been there, too, and done that also. At least now I can appreciate the tour of nutcaseness that I did. Because if I hadn't been there, how would I tell all this to you guys? So even though I salivated over my number on the scale, because I knew my life would be better once I got there, all my problems would be solved, I'd be a professional powerhouse, I'd have a fabulous relationship with perfect guy, money would pave any path that I walked, and I'd wear cute little perfectly assembled ensembles like those ever so stylish French women that I admired. Man, can they wear a scarf. But alas, that did not happen for me. Anyway, the number itself ended up being a stress fest because I could never get there. So, do we want stress fest here? No. The litmus test is, how does it make you feel? Your dream is no good unless it makes you feel great when you dream it. If it does not make you feel great, if it doesn't make you go, ooh la la, then maybe you're borrowing somebody else's dream. Maybe you think it's a dream that somebody else dreamed for you that should be your dream. I used to have one of those. I called it the dream I thought my father had for me, but he really didn't in the end. I call it corporate cubicle mega maven. It did get me amped up right until my adrenals collapsed and I got chronic fatigue syndrome. So we want your dream to really jazz you. We want you to love it. But not in the, oh my God, that's so far away, it freaks me out kind of way. We want it to jazz you in the, oh, wouldn't that be awesome kind of way. I'd feel so good in my body kind of way. And I'll let you be the judge on how big you want to dream. You are welcome to dream enormously, like past where you ever dreamed before. I think it's great to do that, to kind of bust the constraints that you've had. Let me give you a simple example. Because sometimes I have to teach my clients how to dream. You know, again, at the basic ground level, I'll ask them what they want and they'll say, I want to be able to control myself around food. I want to be able to have smaller portion sizes. That's like dreaming of having credit card debt on only 3 credit cards instead of 4. How about dreaming instead of no credit card debt, or come on, let's take it a step further, getting a high return on your investments because of all the spare cash you got hanging around. Now you're investing it. Maybe the investments are giving you good returns. You see here? Turn it around, state it in the positive, not the pain, not the lack of pain, but the pleasure. So if you dream of portion control, tell me, honestly, how does that make you feel when you think about it? Oh, I am so good at portion control. Ooh, you could even get a bumper sticker. Portion control, prince or princess. Not doing it for you? I'm not surprised. So what's better than portion control? Being naturally slim and healthy. How about that one? And this, of course, is just in the arena of weight, although we're throwing in healthy because we want them to go together, like two peas in a pod. What, you may ask, is naturally slim and healthy? Here's the deal. Most diets are modeled after, designed for people who have been overweight and then lose the weight. They go on a diet, they follow the diet, and lo and behold, they lose the weight. They post their picture, they tell their story, it goes all around the office. Oh, I took these drops and it enabled me to eat sub-starvation levels, and look how skinny I am. Now, check back in with them 6 months later, a year later, and what's happened? What's happened for you? Not good. We do not want to model ourselves. This is what I was thinking. Hey, I'm not modeling myself after people who have lost weight and then are extremely likely to gain it back again. What about those people who are a mystery to me? The naturally slender types, the people who leave food on their plate because they can't be bothered to eat it. The people who just aren't interested in food, or even the ones who seem to be able to eat whatever they want and never gain weight. And I got news for you, it is not the metabolism. Loyal listeners know this well, but for dreaming purposes now, let's just say that maybe that's something that you want to allow yourself to dream. See, what often happens is that we get a dream, but then another part of us, say the critical part, comes in and says, oh, don't dream that. You'll just disappoint yourself because you'll never make it. I don't want to dare to dream that. Or that'll never work for you. And being naturally slim and healthy is often in that category for those of us who have struggled. Why? Because maybe someone's told us that over the years, a parent or somebody. Again, trying to save us from disappointment, someone with a positive intention. Or maybe it's just from sheer experience. We've tried so many times and failed so often that we don't want to set ourselves up for disappointment. But now is not the time for that. Now we just want to dream unencumbered by the critical voice, by the rational voice, the reasonable voice, the parental voice. Just forget it all. Just let them fade away because right now we're just in the dreaming phase. Do you really think that Steve Jobs had a voice in there that said to him, don't bother dreaming because we could never make something that sleek and that small and that easy to use? No, he knew how to dream. So did a guy called Walt Disney, the founder of modern animation, and maybe not modern animation, maybe traditional animation, now that we have digital. Anyway, you know what I mean. And theme parks that were a whole different level to the traveling carnivals of his time. This guy knew how to dream and create. And what he said is exactly what we're talking about now. He said, you got a dream, and I know you have that critical voice, but the critical voice, you got to like put in a small dark room under the closet, you know, like a Harry Potter closet. You got to lock him up for a little while. We'll get there. We want him. His opinion is valuable, but not right now. If we let him out right now, he will kill every single dream that comes out. Because there is always an objection. There's always a reason to say no. So put your critic to the side Maybe put them on a nice, lovely beach to enjoy the time. And let your dreamer go. And let's go beyond being naturally slender, because the point of all this is that you too can become, can re-become, because you were born naturally slender. Naturally slender and healthy, folks, is just really tuning in and listening to your body. As you let go of all of the interference, the emotional stuff, the static on the line that gets in the way. And we got plenty of tools for that. Awesome, quick, easy, and effective tools, I might add. Because I don't care how fat you think you are and will always be. And if your mother's fat and your father's fat, and if you have big bones and your goldfish is fat, slow metabolism doesn't matter. Get over yourself. Chances are a lot of the fat on your body is the result of the fat creation programs you have put yourself on, otherwise known as diets. Another chunk comes from conditioning, from social norms, and an environment of foods that are long and far away from their natural state, with lots of chemicals and things added to them. Anyway, whatever the causes, the point is, you can become naturally slender by taking certain steps. Re-become. I did it. All these people I talk about on this podcast have done it too. And if you check out my blog, there's a link from my website, you'll read some of their stories. For now, your homework is to dream. Dream big, dream happy, dream good, dream, oh yeah, that feels so great when I think about it. Really jazzes me. That's the only kind of dream I want you thinking of, just for now. And don't even restrict it to weight stuff, because that's just a part of the picture. That's just a small piece of the puzzle. Open up. What would it make possible if you were relaxed around food and naturally slender? What would make possible if you felt really good in your body? What would it make possible if you accepted yourself completely, 100%? Even though you're imperfect. If you accepted yourself because you're imperfect. Oh, I know I'm going too far here. Hold me back. We get to dreaming, and I just start dreaming all sorts of great things, and I get carried away. Speaking of which, that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. All of this and more is laid out in my new book, Fulfilled. You'll find a link at my website, insideoutweightloss.com, along with transformative downloads to accelerate your progress. And even if you're really serious about making positive change that lasts in your life, the companion course to the book. That's insideoutweightloss.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.